There are times in life when we have studied the answer, but it's been so long we forgot. We simply say, and to someone who's asked us a question, well, you realize how long it's been since I was in school, you know, in studying math or science, chemistry, physics, what have you. Okay? Do you realize how long it's been since I was in English class and you know, refreshed my memory on grammar and all the punctuation and spelling questions that we run into? And you know, you get to the store and you're trying to figure out what's 37% of, and it's been so long. So what we do is we pull out cell phones or other gizmos and we let it do the work for us. But as soon as we've done that and we put it away, we've already forgotten the answer. Some people are great at math and they still remember it. Some people are great at the science stuff and the geological stuff, and they know the layers and the stratus and all that. And some people are great at spelling and writing, and they can do that today, even though maybe it was 60 years since they've been in school. But not all of us are good at everything. Because if we were, life would be easy, wouldn't it? And so we need help. So it's not a liturgical Sunday in the calendar of the church year, following the journey of Christ from Christmas to the Epiphany, and we're still in the Sundays of Epiphany, and now this is his first miracle, but today is a day in which we get to look at the sanctity of life issues, and it's like, wow! Do you know how many different answers there are to the questions? It's absolutely amazing. You know, questions like, is euthanasia, you know, mercy killing, is that right with God? And you get answers all over the board, which include, God has nothing to do with it. You know, from abortion to capital punishment, you know, the dying with dignity, all of these kinds of life questions. Sometimes it's no longer like math. You know, 4 + 4 = 8. Whether you do it in Japanese, Spanish, German, Italian, French, it's still the same answer. And in our world today, life questions no longer have the same answer. And it creates quite a dilemma. So, not that you need help, but today's a refresher. So you get to relax, there's no test. I'm not gonna have you spell supercalifragilisticexpialidocious, okay? I'm not gonna have you memorize Leviticus, the whole book. But I wanna take you into God's word and just, you know, that's the joy. You know, the children's message, you know, when the pastor asks a question, what's the rule of thumb? The answer is always Jesus. See, you know this. You already aced it. The answer is always Jesus. Well, with life questions and life issues and life challenges, the answer is always God. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, the answer is always. You go to God, and in His truth, you find what you need to know. But here's our dilemma. It's not always what I want to know. When you were a child, and your parents were talking to you about something you had done, and they tell you this morsel of wisdom, this morsel of truth, and you acknowledge that truth, and then you said, yes, but... You know, there was always this conditional clause, this extra information that you thought changed everything. Well, I think that's what has become the approach, even within what is called Christianity, to the scriptures. Did you know God created life? And then go, yes, but. And I come to realize that little word, B-U-T, means brains usurp field. Now in Greek, you know, God, like theology, is the study of God, right? It's our brain usurps whatever God has said. When we go and we have scriptures in front of us, we go, well, this is most certainly true. And then we go, but. So here's some morsel from God's word. Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. That's in Matthew chapter 22, verse 37. Did you notice it didn't say love yourself first? Did you notice it didn't say you come before everything else? Or what you want rules? God creates faith in his people, and that faith puts him and his word first. Again, in Mark it says, love the Lord your God with all your soul, and with all your mind, and with all your strength. And Luke adds, love your neighbors yourself. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your strength, with all your mind, and your neighbor as yourself. There is no place in the Bible that says you come first. One of the core things from a worldly view about life questions is self comes first. My rights, my life, my choices. You understand? It's all about me. When did God say it was okay for us? In fact, in the Garden of Eden with Adam and Eve, remember? And the serpent said, surely you will not die. You know? You get to put yourself first. You will be like God, knowing good and evil. And they saw that the fruit was good to eat. And in a sense, they said, yes, but. And God came in the garden. Who told you you didn't have clothes on? And that was an issue. But the woman, but the serpent. You understand? There we are with that B-U-T, the brain's usurping Theo. The brain overcoming and trumping God. Jesus says, I came that they may have life and have abundantly. It's in John chapter 10. Notice it didn't say easy. Notice it didn't say your way. Notice it didn't say, you know, prosperity. Abundant life is about having life that isn't lost. Life that is eternal. Life that is in God's grace. If we make it a kind of a material abundance, we have missed the whole purpose of the death and resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. Life is not because of your health. You have abundant life if you are crippled. You have abundant life if you are handicapped, different than others, special needs. You have abundant life, and there's no conditional phrase that trumps it, that overcomes it. 2 Corinthians, when Paul wrote to the people at Corinth, he says, for we, as we share abundantly in Christ's sufferings, so through Christ we share abundantly in comfort too. The answers to life's struggles is found in Christ. It's not in our genius. It's not in our intelligence. It's not in our coping skills. It's not in our philosophy. It's not in our bioethics. It's not in medicine. It's not in our laws. It's in Christ. And even when it's hard, And boy, can life be hard, right? Even when it's hard. And hard is different from person to person. Because some things are easier for others to bear up under. But when life is hard, and there's always something in our journey that's hard, there is Christ's comfort. In the face of that reality is also the word of truth, God's word of truth. And he teaches the answer is Jesus. It's not so hard, is it? But it's not always the answer our flesh wants. Psalm 27, verse 1, was Carmen Lowell's favorite verse. I remembered that. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? The life issues do kind of swell up like a sea in a tidal wave or a tsunami. But yet, because of God, we don't have to be afraid. Paul said, if I die, I go to Christ. If I live, I live for Christ. What was the issue? You know? We think that life issues are so complicated, and part of that is because we keep listening to the voice of human reason and thinking and values, and it messes with our understanding of God's word. That's why they're such a challenge. People make life issues a matter of politics, economics, philosophy, and everything else. But life issues is about God. And God provides direction. From Proverbs chapter 10, fear of the Lord prolongs life, but the years of the wicked will be short. In other words, those who believe have eternity. Your life is okay. But the wicked, the unbeliever, their life is short. They do not have eternal life with God in heaven. Fear of the Lord is a fountain of life, from Proverbs 14, that one may turn away from the snares of death. Yeah, the traps. Proverbs 19, fear of the Lord leads to life, and whoever has it rests satisfied. How often our life questions and the answers that are coming up leave us dissatisfied, discontent, restless, and fearful. And it's not about one question of life issues, it's about all of them that God's word can apply. Now here's, if you were playing cards, you know, pinochle or something, and there was one suit that was called Trump, not president, okay, but it overcomes everything. From Romans 6, the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life in Jesus Christ our Lord. That morsel of God's word is easy to memorize, easy to read every day. Whenever I face the struggles in this world, I get to come back to this one, and I recognize there are struggles because there's sin. But guess what? God overcame sin. Christ died for sinners. That means me. That means you. Christ died for us. When it comes to life issues, you never have to ask, do I have life? You have life. You have life in Christ. Lifestyle is a world question. Life is an eternal question. And in Christ, you have the eternal. And once you have the eternal, the material stuff, we can deal with. We can cope with. In fact, the Bible says we are more than conquerors. We get to hold on. Because believe it or not, I've been with a family. I was in the room, and it was an elderly person, and one of the family members said, "We knew they're going to die. I got a busy schedule here." You understand? Life Sunday is about the sanctity of life that God has given us in Christ and how we live it out among us and how we live it out with all eternity, for all eternity with God. It's not pro-life issue. It's not abortion issue. It's not capital punishment issue alone. It's not euthanasia or suicide or any of that stuff alone. If we focus on that alone, we have missed the answer, haven't we? The answer is God. What does God say? And so you turn to the scriptures, and like when we're not sure, supercalifragilisticexpialidocious, okay? When we're not sure, we open up the pages of God, and there is all the letters of the alphabet put in the order that God wanted it for us to read so that we would know the answers. And by the grace of God, and by the power of God, and through the Word of God, we know the answers for life. In Jesus Christ, amen.